The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities, and an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets, and the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad. Hell here on earth, in some city schoolyard, when bullets and birth control outnumber books, something's wrong. There's a hunger for good news and heroes, but good news is no news, so all of the heroes are gone. We must take America back, put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the street, and the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad. We must take
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller. We'll be with you live for the next 2 hours on this fourth day of February, almost said January, of 2005. 4 to 6 p.m. is the time slot, Monday through Friday, and of course that is Central Time. Usually I do an open phone Friday, but we're not going to do that today. I'm going to bring up Lewis Ewing. And Lewis is in the vein of Odessa Andrews, Ralph Winterode, oh gosh, a ton of people, very knowledgeable. He reminds me of another fellow that just flat got fed up, you know, of the abuse, and took that as a sign that I'm going to do something, and he did. So we'll get Lewis's story here. In just a few minutes, we'll bring him up. I am going to take a hiatus from air, ladies and gentlemen, for about 2 weeks. Robbie Noel will be sitting in for me, and Robbie Noel is quite a capable guy, and he'll be subbing for me for the next 2 weeks. And I've got to get busy. There's a lot of details, details, details. It's all the devil's in the details, as I've heard. A lot of details to take care of when you're running a network, and just sometimes you just have to drop back, take a deep breath, reload, reorganize, and just keep on going. So that's what I'm going to be doing for the next couple of weeks. Just another word about that after this short break for the network. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller. We'll be talking to Lewis Ewing in this upcoming segment, but just a few more words on what I started out the program with. And, well, we'll just save it. Hang on. We'll be right back.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for RBN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Oh, yes, life in the fast lane in the radio world. Sometimes it just gangs up on you. As I said, Robbie Noel will be sitting in for the National Intel Report for the next couple of weeks. And I'm actually, ladies and gentlemen, considering dropping off the airwaves. I know that's that sounds kind of odd, but since we have a network at our disposal now, I can pop back up whenever I want to. But I've not yet made that decision. There's a lot of work involved in a network. And quite frankly, right now, I'm spread a little bit thin. And I have less of a tendency. I'm one of those guys who will take a certain amount of stuff and I'll roll with those punches. But sometimes when things wear a little bit thin, the beast in me comes out. And I'm seeing a lot of stuff that I heretofore just let go. And now I'm just not talking about myself personally. I'm talking about the personnel on this network, the people that work at this network, the talk show host. You have to take it in total. And I am watching some real abusive things going on, and I am not going to tolerate that. Now, to handle a load and to go through and pick out and deal with each individual little problem and give it the just care that it deserves is right now more time than I have. So what is more important, this program or the network? Well, it's the network. And quite frankly, it's getting to the point where I can't deal with these situations the way that I would like to, because I literally don't have the time. But I'm going to make some time. And I'm going to get rid of the abusive people. There have been people that have been real abusive to our people here at the network. And I will not tolerate that. These people work very hard. They're doing a job that is, I couldn't even put a price tag on it, folks. It's priceless as to what they do and their real passion for what they do. And I'm going to protect that. So Robbie will be sitting in for me for the next couple of weeks, and then we're going to go from there. My guest today is Lewis Ewing. And yesterday when I had Desi on, I wasn't aware that these two knew each other. And that is refreshing. You know, they say that birds of a feather, yes, certainly they do flock together. And I'm not talking about turkeys here. I'm talking about eagles. I've got Lewis Ewing online. How you doing this afternoon, Lewis?
Pretty good. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there, my friend. I'm hanging in there.
Well, it's about what we're all doing right now.
Well, and you know what? I've talked about this a lot on this network and on this broadcast in particular. We have got to settle down, consider what we're involved in, and give it our maximum effort. I know that you have, and many people like yourself have, and I keep hearing this word from people from certain quarters, Lewis, that say, well, it's a sacrifice. Well, Pat Benatar did a song one time, and this little thing stuck in my head. Your level of commitment, if your commitment is there, there is no sacrifice. What we are doing, I don't consider it to be a sacrifice. I consider it to be my duty.
I feel the same way. You're right on point there.
Lewis,
I'm tired of people complaining. There's nothing you can do. The judges are corrupt. The judges do what they want to do. And or they're just going to nuke us if we fight back. And that's not true. And, yeah, we've lost the country already, but we can take it back. And it's going to take grassroots level. You know, and I hear a lot of people complaining and nobody's offered solutions. I've got solutions. I can connect the dots and point where the problem is at.
Well, you were the last caller on the network yesterday, and you made the statement that you don't have a driver's license. You don't get arrested and you don't go to jail. Now,
not since 1996.
That's 9 years. That's going on almost 10 years now. How did you accomplish that?
Well, I went to jail a lot to start with.
As many people have done.
Yeah, I've learned from the school of hard knocks what works and what does not work in court. And, well, basically the first place that a citizen is going to meet his government is in a traffic stop with your average city cop or county sheriff or local state patrol. And I made all kinds of constitutional arguments or UCC this or UCC that. And the cops would always say, I don't want to hear it. Any of your constitutional or UCC crap, sell it to the judge. I'm just doing my job. And then they come back to the car with this book in their hand, say, I'll show you the supreme law of the land. And they show me a statute book, an RCW in Washington. That's Revised Code of Washington, similar to your Vernon, Texas. Or I think you're in Texas, aren't you?
Yes, we are. Central Texas, right north of Austin.
Yes. And so the first thing I recommend everybody to do is to go down to the main Department of Licensing at your capital. They may have it at your local Department of Licensing, and purchase a copy of the Motor Vehicle Code book, the exact same one the cops carry in their car. They don't want you to have that, but it's available for $5 or $10, depending what state you're in. And so I started creating self-help flyers out of our state statute, Motor Vehicle Code book, the same one the cops carry in their car.
Now, before you go on, because Desi made a point of this, not all motor vehicle codes state by state are exactly the same, but they're pretty much the same, are they not?
They're 80 to 90% the same, and all the states are federal. Okay, and under the 14th Amendment, equal protection of the law, the state laws that are good in one state are good anywhere else. In fact, every single volume of state court rules in every single state will have a section called Evidence Rule 201. It says they have to take mandatory judicial notice of any fact you know, that's generally known to the public, such as the public statutes of any territory or state. And if the statute is construed with similar words to the same statute in your state, they have to take judicial notice not only of that statute, but of the case law interpreting what the statute means. And if a judge takes an oath of office to uphold the state and federal constitutions, then generally most state constitutions will tell you the federal constitution is the supreme law of the land. Another section will say the constitutions are mandatory. And then when you go to the federal constitution, to the full faith and credit clause, it'll tell you in that section that they have to give full faith and credit to the public statutory law of every territory or state and give it the same equal protection of the law as their own state statute. So, no, the laws are 80-90% the same.
All right. I've got a caller here. Paul, do we know what Bill wants? Okay, well, let's just quickly, because he called in, and you and I, we need to get into the meat of this. So let's take this call real quickly. Bill in Texas. Hello, Bill.
Hey, John. I just wanted to say that I heard you say something about maybe backing away and getting off the air for a while.
Yeah.
I understand everybody's got things to run, but I just started listening about a month or so ago, and I really enjoy hearing all the information here. I'm the sponge. I'm soaking it up. Just keep feeding it to me, friend.
All right. Well, I guarantee you there'll be somebody here to do exactly that. You're not going to be left alone, my friend.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
Could you one more time give me the number? I've been looking to get into silver. Could you give that number one more time?
Do we have that number, Paul? It's so new, I don't even know what it is myself. Let's find it here real quickly. Paul, do you?
Well, I'll tell you what. You get it, and I'm going to let you go because I know you got to get your guest on. So, you know, if and when you can, please put that number
to the flash surprise here, my producer here says it's 800-691-7898.
691-7898.
Yeah, 691-7898, and that's a toll-free number.
Thanks, I appreciate that.
You're welcome, thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right. We have a lot of people, Mr. Ewing, that are going into court. They have drawn the line. But I've seen a lot of people get the snot beat out of them in courtroom. On procedural stuff, not filing proper paperwork. But the problem is they've even gotten to the courtroom. That in itself, if you are running across, cops are going, I don't care what you have to say. You sound like one of them constitutionalists, one of those wing nuts. I'm going to let the judge decide. If you present the evidence to a police officer why he should not be ticketing you or stopping you or harassing you, and he feels that it's part of his job and it's department policy that he hears no argument, he uses not one brain cell that he has in his head, and he decides to haul you off to jail, is he himself responsible? Can he be sued? What obligation and what does the police officer have to assume as responsibility?
Normally in the criminal code in every single state, there's two statutes. One's called arrest with warrant, and the other one's called arrest without a warrant. And somewhere in that chapter, at the end of the chapter, it'll tell you that a police officer has what they call good faith immunity from liability for prosecution for false arrest or false imprisonment in the good faith performance or duty of his job for lack of notice. See, this is why I've created these one-page double-sided papers, is because you have to notice the cop of the law first. And if you notice the cop of the law first, then he will no longer have good faith immunity for lack of notice. And so what I've done, for example, on my stop arrest flyer, is I show the criminal code arrest without warrant statute, which is RCW 1031-100, which specifically has three subsections that enumerate everything for which they can arrest and take you into custody for in subsection 2.
All right, let's hold that thought. We'll explore that a little bit further after this short break for the network. Folks, the sponsors that you hear on the network, support them because it supports the network. Makes sense to me. Want to call in? 800-313-9443. We'll take your calls also.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Flood your body with oxygen. Now, why would anyone want to flood their body with oxygen? Obviously, our bodies love and need oxygen. If most disease-causing microbes can't live in active oxygen, and you safely increased your tissue and fluid oxygen levels just like you were taking a supplement, what would happen? Hi, I'm Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, and I wrote a big book about all known ways to supplement oxygen in the body. It's called Flood Your Body with Oxygen, Therapy for Our Polluted World. Get the details at OxygenHealth.com. OxygenHealth.com. You can get Flood Your Body with Oxygen at your local bookstore or order it by calling 800-247-6553. That's 800-247-6553. Thanks, and happy oxygen.
Goodness, I can't even go to the men's restroom around here without getting into a conversation. My guest today, very knowledgeable on the traffic issues, and Lewis Ewing, I appreciate what you're doing. Now, before the break, we were talking about the liability or culpability of the man that represents an agency. You know, Desi gets into the deal here with rules and regulation, you know, show me the regulating law. A lot of what these agencies are doing, they're just creating their own law and calling it policy or a public law or whatever the case may be. It has no basis in law. It's just the neat, nifty, light and transient thing to do, which our forefathers warned us about. So this cop, that once you apprise him of what he's involved in, and he's culpable, and I don't see the police car, an inanimate object throwing cuffs on you, and I love this one for your own protection. I don't see the car putting you in the back of the car and hauling you off to jail, and I don't see some machine, some mechanization booking you and actually robbing you of the one thing on this earth that is precious, and that's your personal freedom and liberty. How much culpability does this police officer have?
Well, if you don't notice him, none. But if you notice him, if you give him a copy of the actual law and the actual statutes that says he can arrest, when he can arrest you and when he cannot arrest you, then he no longer has good faith immunity liability for prosecution for false arrest or false imprisonment if you gave him notice. And so this is why I've created these flyers. They're 2 pages when you print them out, but if you take them to a Kinko copy, you can convert them to a 1-page double-sided flyer. And, for example, my stop arrest notice compares the criminal code, which is in Title 10 in Washington State. And, however, you got to think of the situation. If you're being stopped in your car, that's a traffic stop. So you'd have to go look to your motor vehicle code for what they call the traffic arrest statutes. And under the law of statutory construction, the criminal code is the general statute for general arrest for violations of the criminal law. However, if you're stopped in your car, then the specific statute, the traffic arrest statutes, would supersede the general statutes, okay? And if you look in most states, every single state, generally it says, like here in Washington, RCW 46-64015 says it provides the detention arising from such an arrest must generally be no longer than reasonably necessary to issue and serve a citation and notice to appear in court. Okay, and that was cited by our Supreme Court in a case called State versus Redding, 119 Washington 2nd at page 685, or 835 Pacific 2nd, 1019.
Does this also include the roadside interview to determine whether you're intoxicated, inebriated, you're doing drugs? How much of, under the Supreme Court ruling, does the latitude that these police officers have to ask you if you have any contraband, any drugs, any guns, do you mind if we search your car, that kind of deal?
Okay, the very best case in the United States that describes that situation is called Terry versus Ohio. Terry versus Ohio was decided in the 1970s. It established a threshold cause for probable cause. It's the best and worst case in the United States for defining what probable cause is and is not. Probable cause is defined to be a reasonable person would be able to articulate specific facts in court to the judge that he saw you about to commit a crime or sneaking up behind somebody with a hammer and about to hit them over the head about to commit a crime. Well, then the cops complained and said, well, you just decriminalized the entire traffic code. We can't stop people for speeding or running a red light because those aren't crimes. Well, in the 1970s, the judge took that to heart and said, well, you're right. We need to do something about that. So they all went into special emergency legislative sessions, and they enacted statutes on the books that allowed a police officer for a civil infraction, if he saw you commit the offense, and they used the specific words in every single state, quote, in his presence. In his presence has been defined to be he has to have seen you did it. He saw you run the red light. He saw you swerving across the roadside like a drunk driver. They are allowed to stop you for the limited time necessary that it takes to issue the citation and notice to appear. However, when you roll down the window and he smells a bunch of alcohol coming from your breath and your eyes are bloodshot and you were weaving all over the road and almost hit somebody, now you come into what's called the open view or plain view doctrine. If he can clearly see, well, this guy looks like he's drunk, he smells like he's drunk, now they can ask you to get out of your car and take a field sobriety test. However, under every single state's laws, they're required to tell you that the field sobriety tests are 100% voluntary. You have an absolute right to refuse to take them, but if you do, your driver's license will be suspended, well, generally in most states, for at least a year.
Well, Lewis, here's the issue at hand. Are you compelled to offer evidence against you, against yourself?
No, you're not. That's why the field sobriety tests are voluntary.
But this has been a sticking point with me several years ago. Now, when the show Cops first came out, I think it aired only on Saturday nights. And there isn't a station house in this country that the cops weren't gathered around the TV watching this show. Now, I'll tell you about one particular show that I saw, and this was several years ago. If you want to talk about conditioning the police force
You know what the only purpose of that cop show is?
Let's talk about that after this break. I'm right up against it. My guest today, Lewis Ewing. We'll take your calls at 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today. Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
As I started to say before the break several years ago, I'm watching an episode of Cops. And this was in L.A. And they arrest a black gentleman. And they said he was intoxicated. And they had him, they were getting ready to book the guy, but before they did, they had to have this guy prove himself to be innocent or guilty. And that's another aspect of this that I won't go into at this moment, but here was the guy's choices. You're going to do a breathalyzer test, or we're going to take blood. That's your choice. And he said, well, I choose neither of those options. And they said, no, you don't understand. If you don't voluntarily blow, we're going to tie you down and take your blood. Now, keep in mind, as I said, that we have all these cops watching these cop shows around the country. And this is a conditioning process for the police, for whatever burg or city or county that they work for in the future. It's kind of like a preview show. This is the power that you're going to have in the future. Don't you just love it? Now, Lewis, you said that the reason why they were running that show, the cops... Your take on that?
It's the same reason why they ask everybody for identification and run you through metal detectors at the airport. They want to condition the American people that we can do this. It's okay. We can search you without a warrant. We're here to protect you. And you hear interviews of people at the airport, oh, I feel so much safer now. And every time I go through the airport's metal detectors, I make a kind of a speech to say, hey, everybody here, you know, this is a waste of time. And the people at the metal detectors get offended. No, this protects key people from bringing guns through. I said, well, did you know that Guns and Ammo magazine more than 12 years ago featured a 9mm plastic Glock with plastic bullets that could go through any metal detector? So what's the point of this? The only purpose of this is to condition everybody here that you can search us without a warrant. And that pisses them off.
You have zip guns that you... I just discovered this. I didn't know this. I bought a box of it, 45 ammo, a couple days ago to go to the shooting range. Aluminum casings. They don't show up in a magnetometer.
No.
And neither does lead, because it's a non-ferrous metal.
And watch cops. Look how many times you'll see a defendant that's been dragged out of the car, handcuffed, thrown on the ground. The cop's got his knee in his back, and the defendant saying, am I under arrest? And the cop will say, no, you're merely being detained.
And they'll put the cuffs on you. Now, here's your egregious offense. You get pulled over. You might have an outstanding traffic ticket that you forgot about. Maybe you forgot to renew your license, whatever the case may be. The cop gets you out of the car and says, here, I'm going to put the bracelets on you for your protection. Now, understand something, ladies and gentlemen, that when they are doing this, this is part of the force continuum. There's five levels to this. To hi, how you doing, to shooting you in your head and ending your life. Now, when they're telling you, we're going to put these cuffs on you for your protection, you've already entered their realm of force continuum. They have detained you. They have arrested you. And you're going in the back of their car. And you are going to go to jail. Time was, Lewis, that a cop, depending on what kind of a mood he was in, what kind of rap you had, what evidence that he saw, whether you're a bad guy, good, bad, or indifferent. Cops don't give you warnings anymore, do they?
No, they don't. Generally, they try to ask you a whole bunch of questions, and so what I do is I cut them off. Very first thing I say to a cop when I'm stopped is, am I under arrest or am I free to go? The minute they tell me that I'm detained, I hand them my flyer, which basically says, don't tell me that I'm under arrest and that I'm merely being detained, because the word arrest is used to define the word detain. And if you look in Black's Law Dictionary, it says detain, to retain as the possession of personality, to arrest, to check, to delay, to hinder, to hold, or keep in custody, to retard, to restrain from proceeding, to stay, to stop. And it cites several cases. In fact, the State versus King, 303 Southwest 2nd, 930, I believe, comes out of Texas. I have got case law that says a motorist is seized when a police officer pulls up behind his car and activates his full emergency lights. Really, what reasonable person would believe that they're free to leave when a cop pulls up behind them and turns their lights on? I don't think anybody would believe that they're free to leave. That's the first question asked the cops. Am I under arrest? Am I free to leave?
All right. We've got Andy and Gonzalez on a cell phone. Go ahead, Andy.
Yeah, it sounds a lot like they're getting these officers getting a training from Williamson County Sheriff's Department or the Georgetown PD. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but golly, they're just all over everybody. You know, it's just ridiculous. I'll let you go. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, you may or may not be aware of this, but Williamson County, the county that I'm in, has a reputation, let's say, in this town. I've got to say something about the Round Rock Police Department. They're pretty thorough. If you call upon these people, and I don't want to give people the impression that I want anarchy in the streets and everybody carrying guns and going on witch hunts for criminals, or because you don't like somebody's attitude or opinion, you string them up, be a vigilante. I'm not suggesting this. But what I am saying, with the increased role and the power that have been given the police, we're not talking about due process of good law here. Some may pawn it off as just being revenue agents, some overzealous cops to protect their community. There's only been two kinds of cops, ladies and gentlemen, that I've ever met in my life. And tell me if I'm mistaken on this one. One that in his heart of hearts, he wants to be a police officer because he really wants to be of aid and assistance to his fellow man. And then I've seen the other kind of cop. That loves the idea, he's in love with the idea of power. that he's going to be given authority. He's going to wear a badge. He is going to carry a gun, and he is going to have authority over people. These people, in my estimation, once discovered in any police department, for whatever reason, I don't care if you're short of manpower, I don't care if it's you have a hard time getting good cops, to put one of those guys in a cruiser on the streets with a gun and a badge is an egregious mistake. Because one day, that officer is going to cause an altercation, be involved in a situation, but he's going to get somebody hurt, a fellow officer or John Q. Citizen. Now, the Round Rock Police Department, I've availed myself twice of their services, once just recently here in the last couple of days. A situation, I've received a death threat last week, and I was at my home in an evening hours, early evening, well, it wasn't even quite early evening, it was approximately 11:30 at night, let me get this correct. And there was a white pickup in the area that I saw cruise in my neighborhood. And I walked out on my front lawn to watch this guy pull down my cul-de-sac, turn around and pull back out. I walked into the house, watched him pull down the block and around the corner, saw him turn around. Vehicle's not in plain sight, lights go off. So I jump in the van. I get on the street, and I pull up alongside of the guy, opposite direction, not too close, about 15 feet across from him. And I look at him. He looks at me, takes off without his lights on at a high rate of speed. I figure this guy is up to no good, so I took out after the guy. Ran across the cop. I said, hey, this guy was casing the neighborhood, gave a description of the car. Three Round Rock police officers, not 10, 15 minutes later, had that car pulled over. Now, subsequently, I find out that this guy is a neighbor, three houses down from where I live. I spoke to him yesterday. I said, look, I'm sorry about that. I said, but you got to understand something. I just received a death threat. I don't know who you are. And I asked him, I said, why did you rabbit like that? Why did you take off like a bat out of hell? And he said that he apologized. Turns out he was checking on his girlfriend. Well, isn't that nice? But I didn't know. I called the Round Rock Police Department about 6 months ago. Somebody was egging my cars. Just harassment, but folks, paint on cars is expensive. You've got to redo it. I mean, let's face it. And I had a Round Rock cop actually sitting down the street, lights off. I walked out of my own front yard. He didn't see where I came from. When he saw an individual that was on the property, his car lights came on, and he starts pulling down the street. Now, for the role of the police department to be the protectorate of property, check your Supreme Court rulings, folks. They're not there for you or I's personal protection. They will avail themselves of their services to you. They will make them available, I should say. If you call them and ask them to perform a specific task, they will do it. We need police in this country. But what do we need them for, and what are their definable roles? And then in this climate, Lewis, I don't think you'll argue with this one. In this climate, we're watching the federalization, the tyranny, the abject police state that they're building. I am extremely fearful of these guys.
Do you remember what it used to say on the side of all police cars?
To serve and to protect.
You know what they're putting on it now?
What?
To tax and collect.
Now, I have talked to a lot of police officers. They will tell me the reason why we're here is people can't conduct their own affairs. We need to be here. And that's a pretty poor attitude. Because
they're trained that at the police academy.
Because any cop worth his salt knows that that is a thin blue line out there on the streets. And if all hell broke loose in this country, they wouldn't have a ghost chance. And they know that. But what they are taught, that everybody, John Q. Citizen, is a potential enemy of the state. Basically, this is what they're saying. Is that not correct, Lewis?
Yes, and, you know, and they teach them this kind of stuff at the police academy, that we need a babysitter, and that we can't handle our own affairs, and that we really do need them. And that's what they really believe, like we're a bunch of children and we need them to babysit us. They tell them this kind of stuff at the police academy. I have a friend who's a former police officer here in Washington that told me all this kind of stuff.
Let's go back to the phones. John in Michigan. Hello, John.
Yes, John?
Yes.
I'm moving away from the radio right now. Can you turn that down? Hello?
Go ahead.
Yes, Lewis, what do you use for identification for cashing checks or getting on planes? Or do you have a Social Security number you still retain, too?
Well, I have expired identification. Right. And expired identification under Washington law is still good identification.
Okay, because that's what I have, too. And here in Michigan, they don't accept it.
Well, what you need to do is go look at your Michigan Motor Vehicle Code for driver's license and no valid operator's license on person. And basically it'll tell you in one of those statutes that if you present the cop your passport and a recently expired driver's license or any other form of identification as listed in the identification statute, and every single state has what they call an identification statute that lists every kind of identification that's acceptable. And it doesn't have to be a state ID either.
Right, but they ask for a birth certificate or items like the Social Security number, and I'd like to not use those.
Well, Lewis, what about, and I never see this, you can use a passport for identification at airports.
Yes.
Any place on the planet, but more and more you see these institutions, the banking institutions, loaning institutions, whatever. They require a valid or current driver's license.
You need to serve them a copy of the state law that shows expired license is good and basically tell them you can't have a policy that circumvents state law. If you deny me any benefit or privilege in violation of this state law that says expired identification is good, I can sue you. You'll end up getting what you want with expired identification. Yes,
okay.
You will have to go through a longer line, a longer waiting process and arguing with these people. But if you stick to your guns and fight it out, you'll get what you want.
John, you were going to say.
Well, because at Home Depot and other places, they that's where I've been getting my trouble at. If I'm buying something and I'm using a check, they want that ID or get a return. So I'll just have to hold my guns and get the you used a three-letter, is it motor vehicle? What's the one you used with the W at the end to identify that code book?
Oh, the Revised Code of Washington. That's the state statute for Washington, RCW, the Revised Code of Washington.
Okay, so if I go and get a motor vehicle code book, that'll be the same thing?
Yeah, in Michigan, I think it's MCL.
MCL?
Yeah.
Okay.
Michigan,
okay.
That stands for Michigan Compiled Laws, by the way.
Yes.
Okay, can I get a leaflet from you? How can I get those?
Yeah, do you have a website?
Send me an email to my email address, rcwcodebuster@comcast.net or rcwcodebuster@yahoo.com.
Okay, I didn't have time to write that down, so
okay,
I'll call
go,
you.
Go through it. Go through it slowly, if you would.
rcwcodebuster@comcast.net or rcwcodebuster@yahoo.com.
All right.
That's RCW.
CodeBuster.
Okay.
Comcast.net or at yahoo.com.
Okay. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
All right. Thank you. I
thank
appreciate
you.
Your call.
You.
Russ in West Virginia. Go ahead. Hello,
Hello,
Russ.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Let me shut this down. I'm in the process of making out some paperwork myself, but my paperwork is going to be addressed beforehand. In other words, I'm going to advise the chief of police in the communities around me, as well as the mayor of each community, right into the sheriff, right into the superintendent of state police, and with a warning of what they can expect if they hassle me. Would you be advisable to that?
Well, and it depends on what they can expect if they hassle you. What are you talking about?
As long as you're not making any threats.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. That's what I'm saying. I don't want this to be considered a threat because it isn't a threat. It's just let them know that once they rough me up or ruffle my feathers, I don't believe in compromise. I'm going for broke. I don't care if I lose in the end. I'm going for broke.
You do have the right to resist a lawful, an unlawful arrest. But
right?
I'd be careful how you word that because that sounds like a threat.
Yeah, it sounds like one to me, Russ.
Yeah. Well, okay. I just wanted to put it through anyway.
Yeah.
There
are ways, and then there are ways.
Well, see, your way is you're advising the police officer when he comes up to your door.
Yeah.
I want the people in the community to know right up front what to expect from me.
Well,
I could always say this is not a threat. This is just...
Well, just put a no trespass sign, because that would apply to everybody.
Oh, well, I have that on my vehicles anyway.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, Russ. Have you had run-ins with the police before?
I did, but they don't bother me. Hadn't bothered me in 3 years.
Okay. Well, then the heat is off, so I'm sure that if you clean up a little bit, walk in with a big smile on your face when you go talk to the chief of police?
No, I'm talking affidavit through mail.
Okay, well that's fine too. But I would follow Lewis's advice. Careful how you word that. Because
okay,
what you're doing is serving notice.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Okay.
Thank you. And
when you get to the point where you say if you ruffle my feathers, and then there's that pregnant pause or little dots on the page, what are they going to construe that as?
No, I'm not saying I'm going to put that on the paper.
Okay.
I'm just informing them beforehand that once I start the proper process, I won't stop.
Gotcha. I gotcha.
All righty.
All right. Thanks, Russ. 800-313-9443. Join us on air. We'll be right back.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
At 11:40 p.m. on April the 14th, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are on a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security, and there is a storm a-brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we're on course with a similar destiny. The question is, what are you going to do? Hop aboard our well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great tasting, dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Preparedness never made more sense than it does today. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
Folks, we're back. A reminder for you international shortwave listeners, 3210 on your shortwave dial for the next hour of the National Intel Report. This program airs Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m., and that is Central Time, folks. We don't go by the The Grand Masters on the East Coast time. No, no, we're here in Central Time Zone, and we're proud of it. My guest today, Lewis Ewing, and he also is available to teach seminars. You've been on Truth Radio, Veritas Radio, the other radio network. I don't know who the other radio network is, but at any rate, you've been making the rounds and bringing clarification to this driver's license issue. And for a lot of people, Lewis, this is their line in the sand. This is what affects them most directly.
Well, I can tell you some basic, easy arguments to beat driving while suspended, for example. Right now, the computer in Washington shows that I'm driving while suspended. So I've perfected an argument, and I've done all the briefings on this for driving while license suspended. Okay, you could ask the judge, for example, well, Your Honor, if there's two or more statutes relating to the same subject matter, i.e. driving without a license, doesn't the law require that you take two or more, three or four or five statutes that all relate to the same subject matter and construe them in pari materia to give each the force and effect of law so that no other statutes rendered superfluous? The judge will say, well, that's correct. You could also say, well, Your Honor, if there's a specific statute and a general statute, isn't it? Doesn't the law require the specific statute to supersede the general statute? The judge will say that's correct. Then he could say, Your Honor, if there's a statute that has a lesser but an included offense that's more applicable, isn't the prosecutor required under equal protection of the law to charge me with the lesser but included offense if it's more applicable? And the judge will say yes. Now here's where you go with driving while suspended. Driving while license suspended is a rebuttable presumption. The first presumption is A, that you have a driver's license, and B, that you're driving while that license is in a current state of suspension. So I recommend everybody put in a demand for discovery to the prosecutor to provide me a certified copy of my current and valid driver's license that's not expired. Ask for a certified copy of any current order of suspension that was in effect on the date that I was stopped. You cannot be charged with driving while license suspended if A, you've never had a license, or B, your license is expired. Now, I'll point out to the judge, Your Honor, this statute here in Washington, 4620181, says every driver's license is expired on the fourth anniversary of your birth date. You're going to find a similar statute in every single state. Well, Your Honor, how could my license be suspended and expired at the same time? My license is either current, valid, and not expired, and in a current state of suspension, or my license is expired. Does the state somehow give me a new license that I didn't know about and then suspend it after giving it to me without me paying the $14 fee to get a new license and taking a new test? Boom. Your Honor, can the driving while suspended statute be enforced to render the expiration statute superfluous? Because if that's true, it would make it unconstitutional. Your Honor, there's two other statutes on the book called No Valid Operator's License on Person. 4620005 specifically says in the first sentence of the statute, this is a lesser but included offense of driving while license suspended. However, at the bottom of the statute, it says provided this section does not apply if at the time of the stop your license was expired, see 4620015. And that statute says driving without a license is civil infraction when? It says if I show the cop an expired driver's license, the most they can charge me with is a no-val, no valid operator's license on person. Or in some states they call it no-lop, no current license on person.
We got a break here in about 15 seconds. 800-313-9443. Want to get a hold of them? RCW Codebuster at Comcast.net or at Yahoo.com. We'll be right back.
The Second Archilite's hour. Unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a night
Light, and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.